Cardinals at Diamondbacks. Before the game Wednesday, St. Louis option shortstop Aledmys Diaz to AAA. He was an all-star shortstop last year. Adam Wainwright making the start. Zach Godley on for Arizona. In the top of the fourth inning, 1-0 St. Louis as they load the bases with Yadier Molina at the plate.
He's grounded to the left side. Base hit. In the hole. One run scores. Here comes another. Piscotty at the plate. He's safe. The Cardinals lead 3-0.
And there's a strikeout. Big breaking ball, and he struck him out. Two outs and a runner at third. Same pitch, and that's a strikeout. Wow. Into left center field, and a two-out hit for Jed Jerko. Sliding for it, Fuentes. And Jerko sliding into second base with a double, and that makes it 4-2. The 1-2. Peralta. To second, Garcia, and the Cardinals take game two. They hold on, 4-3 in the final.
St. Louis can exhale as Trevor Rosenthal picks up the save and a 4-3 victory in Arizona. Jed Jerko and Yadier Molina each driving in a pair of runs. For Jerko, he's driven in 17 in June, and Molina extends his hitting streak to 14 games. As the Cardinals hang on and beat the Diamondbacks 4-3 on Wednesday in Arizona, Jed Jerko, another big night. He drives in a pair, and here's Jerko and his success.
Not a lot. Just trying to get a good pitch in the middle of the zone and put a good swing on it. I think that's what it comes down to. Yeah, you know, they got a good offensive team, and the way that ended last night, we had a little bad taste in our mouth. It's good to have Trevor come in and shut the door.
Cardinals manager Mike Matheny went to Trevor Rosenthal, and he converted the save. Here's Matheny talking about Rosenthal's bumpy ninth inning.
Yeah, I think a couple of those balls sailing on him, slipping, didn't really help. When you have a throw with that kind of torque and leverage, you lose your lower half. You've lost any shot at making a quality pitch. But, you know, we needed somebody to come in today and get the job done and close the door. And, you know, he's done it a lot, and we know he has the stuff to do it. He trusted himself and stayed with it, and the guys made a couple plays to get him out. And, you know, that's just one of those. You got to get that off your back. You just got to get out there, and someone's got to finish it up. And it was Rosie. Yeah, it's probably the best fastball he's had all season. And he was using it both sides. He gets strikeouts with every pitch. You know, he used the curveball and had it in their mind, but didn't overuse it. And he mixed it up to, I threw a couple of 64 speeds up there. Really felt like he had that touch that we talk about where he can take a little off. The cutter was good too at strikeouts. But when he had that kind of fastball and not afraid to go to it even in hitter's counts, that's kind of what sets up all his other pitches.
Rosenthal did pick up a save, but it was an adventure. Here's Rosenthal to recap his Wednesday night.
Yeah, those ones where my foot was landing and I was not able to have any traction. That's when it affected me the most. But, obviously, I think, earlier, Wayno in the game kind of addressed it. And it just seemed like one of those things where it was just so soft and the hole was so big. If they come out and they're just going to fill it with soft stuff, and it's going to, two pitches later, it's going to be a hole again.
Adam Wainwright had a bounce back start, picking up the win, throwing 6 3rd innings, 8 hits, 2 runs. A walk and 8 strikeouts. He improved to 8-5. Here's Wainwright on his outing.
For sure, yeah, 0-0. What was that, the third or fourth inning? Third inning. I mean, he's one of the best hitters in baseball. You know, he's very, very, very good. Crushes mistakes, sometimes hits good pitches. He's just very good. He's got his bat path is just very in the zone. He's in the zone for a long time, and it's a big out for us right there. So that's the key for me. His fastball command, obviously, but last start was, I told Jed this earlier, that Baltimore start needed to happen for me to get better. And I hate saying that was an important game for me, but it really was an important game for me to see what I needed to do, make corrections, and move on and get better from it, and that's what happened. And so my mechanics, my delivery, my tempo is just miles and miles better, and I probably would have just kept battling with what I had unless the results were where they were. So, I'm thankful for that bad start. As hard as it is to say that, I'm thankful for that because it's going to make me great the rest of the season.
Lance Lynn takes the mound for the Cardinals on Thursday in the series finale.